All right, there we go. That's a little bit better. Time to bring in Mike Cossey to check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So you got me in trouble yesterday.
What did I do now?
You sent me that that funny thing that we can't say on the air.
Yeah, but that was just for you.
I know, but well, I reposted it because I thought it was funny.
And oh, a couple. Now you told them it's for me.
No, I did. No, you gave it to me for me, not to put out.
You put it on the air?
No, I put it on Facebook. Yeah. It was funny.
It was funny.
So I got a couple of my friends that are really, one's really close, are so mad at me. He stopped texting me.
Oh, man. Now, don't blame me.
No, it's not your fault.
I did it as a joke.
I thought it was funny, too.
I didn't mean it.
No, I put it up, and I said, now, this is funny. It was funny. But and 9 out of 10 people thought it was funny, but a couple of people didn't think it was so funny. So.
Hey, my friend used to say it a long time ago, to hell with them if they can't take a joke.
Yeah, come on. What do people say about New York all the time? Come on. You know what I mean?
Come on.
Everybody's always bashing New York.
Give it up.
So anyways, well.
Nobody's going out beating people up. It's just a joke.
So now, speaking about a joke, it was great to see.
Which one?
Well, first of all,
I got a good joke for you.
Thurman Thomas. It was nice to see Thurman Thomas get his number retired. They're never going to retire the place kicker's number who was up there, but it was nice to see that. But the Pats, they said they
Thurman, I can't find my helmet, Thomas.
Yeah, yeah. whenever you think of Buffalo,
he's as bad as the place kicker.
Whenever you think of Buffalo, though, and you think of sports, and you think of baseball calls, you know, you think of calls. The Dodgers win the pennant. The Dodgers win. What? Wide right. Wide right.
I think more. Well, that happens. Yeah. I think more if I can't find my helmet. I mean, people miss field goals. Football players aren't supposed to misplace their helmets.
So now, we both won last night, so.
Yep.
So that's that. So now, what'd you find funny?
Ready?
Uh-oh.
How long is the baseball season over?
Not long.
That's how long it took the Mets to screw up next year already.
What'd they do?
Brody Van Wagenen.
Who's that?
Okay, I'll give you a multiple choice question. It's a guy that makes chocolate in Amsterdam. Okay, that's number one. It's a guy that sells cars. That's number two. It's the Mets' new GM.
That's the Mets' new GM.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
This guy was a player agent. He's never been a GM at any level ever. Ever. Not even like the Savannah Crawdads. Nowhere. He's the Mets' GM. And he was the agent of DeGrom and Frazier and a couple other players. Are you kidding me? I mean, they had to search high and low to screw this up, and they did it one day after the baseball season was over. What's wrong with this team?
I don't know.
Brody Van Wagenen. Oh, my God. And he's talking about trading DeGrom. I mean, talk about sabotage.
Maybe he's a secret Yankee fan and he'll trade him to the Yankees.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Derek
this
Jeter.
Team is just doomed. Just absolutely doomed. Folks, if you're a Met fan, get your stuff. Go to your yard, to the barbecue, turn it on, and throw it all in. Because this team is doomed. Absolutely doomed. Brody Van Wagenen. I got nothing against the guy. But this is ridiculous.
But speaking
absolutely of, ridiculous.
Speaking about doomed, the Cleveland Browns fired their coach. And
why? They won two games, didn't they?
They won two games this year, one game last year. But some people said, oh, why? In his three-year period, he won three games. So.
Yeah, but he's won more than anybody's won.
That's right.
I mean, they're kind of competitive this year.
I know, but they're bringing in new coach. He's out.
Nothing like consistency to get an organization started, huh?
He's out. And there's rumors out there that one of the agents of change was guess who?
I don't know.
The quarterback.
He wanted a new coach?
Yeah. supposedly.
I find that hard to believe. The guy's been only in a league for seven games.
I know.
He's dictating what's going on. I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
All right. Where else do we want to go in sports?
Fake news. I don't believe that story. I believe the story the coach is gone, but I don't think that the quarterback had anything to do with it.
All right. Where else do we want to go in sports? The Rangers lose again?
No, they didn't play. Okay. They play tonight. They play out in San Jose, so that'll be an L. And the Devils have a good measuring stick game today. They play at Tampa. Tampa's one of the better teams in the East, and it's a good game to see what the Devils are made of. And the Islanders are also playing tonight. They play at Pittsburgh. So all three local hockey teams play tonight, and that's what we got to look forward to until April.
Okay, now, I did some research.
Uh-oh.
David Quinn.
The mighty Quinn?
The New York Rangers coach.
David Quinn, that's his name, huh? Yeah,
he was the coach of Boston University.
I know that. I remember that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's only he was the second college coach hired by the NHL team, and only the third in the past 4 years.
Okay, well, that's like going, you know, BU's pretty good hockey organization, pretty good program up there. But that's like going from, let me see, how can I equate this for people? It's like going from Florida State to managing the Yankees. Oh, we did that already.
So, he's 51 years old. His teams have compiled a record of, let's see here, 100.
Yeah, but you can't go by that.
105, 68, and 21.
Can't go by that.
I know.
I mean, BU is one of the better programs in the nation in college. You're going from Division I hockey to the big lights of Madison Square Garden every night. I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Well, I just thought I'd do a little research for us there.
I don't know. Who's the worst organization? I mean, this is New York, right? Who's the worst organization? The Rangers, the Knicks, or the Mets? I mean, it's a triple dead heat now.
No, you've got to give it to Madison Square Garden, the Knicks. And
I don't know, man. The Mets just pull one rock after another.
No.
You're going to find out. You're going to wake up in the morning and find DeGrom is traded somewhere, and you got 2 8th-round draft picks. That's what you're going to find out one day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like a night. If you're a Knick, Ranger, or Met fan, it's Nightmare on Elm Street. It's Nightmare on Elm Street with Groundhog Day thrown in.
That's right. It happens all the time. All right. With all that.
Hey, I've been doing some homework for the Breeders' Cup, watching works and everything, and so we're getting ready. Friday is the first day. Saturday is the second day. So that means Thursday and Friday we'll be coming out with some picks.
All right, good, because there won't be much else to talk about.
Well, the Breeders' Cup's a good thing.
All right.
Breeders' Cup's a good thing. And there's a big big football game in Kentucky this weekend, too. Kentucky plays Georgia. Whoever wins that will earn the right to get smashed by Alabama in the SEC championship.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care.
Remember, Van Wagenen.
Okay, Van Wagenen. You got it. Okay. All right.
Have a good day.
Bye. Mike Causey with the check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.